Find their seat.
So we can. 大家都坐下。
So that we can all start together.
所以我们大家可以一起开始。
We are not going to read the verses because I mention them when I speak.
我们不会读经节，因为我讲的时候，要读的时候再读。
Or should I say there are too many to read, so I have to just bring it together and bring it in when I speak.
因为要读的经节很多，所以我们就讲到的时候就来读。
We have just finished the book of Titus this week.
这个星期我们交通完了提多书。
And we have just completed the three T books by Paul.
我们也完了三本提士书。
These three books were written by Paul near the end of his earthly ministry.
这三本书是在保罗地上执事将近结束的时候写的。
You see, I was waiting for that. I know they're coming. When Paul wrote the three T books,
当保罗写了三本提士书
I want to put it in this way.
我这样来讲
He wrote it.With a sense of finality, but with positive and upbeat attitude.
他写的都是最后的，但是是是有强有力的，
And you read that book, you were encouraged. I mean, we read that book, we were encouraged, and we did not feel we do not have a fatalistic view.
我们读的时候呢，我们都很受激励，没有觉得啊。
I'd rather wait rather than having the interruptions. I hope you sense my heaviness of my burden.
我希望等到大家静下来，我想大家也能够感觉到我里面的沉重。
Maybe I should describe my feeling is final, but it's upbeat.
我这样形容我的情形，我是末了的话
，such sense
是朝上的话。
Such sense should not be interrupted. So please understand my feeling.
因为我有这样的感觉，所以我希望你们了解。
And I believe it is very sovereign that we just finished the three T books.
我想是神的主宰，我们刚刚读完了三本提士书。
And I believe the last time I shared here with you was from the book of Timothy. I mean from Titus. From the book of Titus.
我上次交通的时候是交通到提多书。
And I mentioned that at the beginning of this book that Paul mentioned about the hope of eternal life.
在提多书开始的时候保罗提到永远生命的盼望。
And you know, when he wrote 2 Timothy at the end of chapter 4, in chapter 4, he mentioned he has fought the good fight, he has kept the faith, he has finished the course, and he has kept his faith.
在提后第四章，保罗就讲到，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的赛程我已经跑尽了。
I mentioned what it meant by I have kept the faith.
我也提到什么是守住了信仰。
I used John 3:16.
我用约翰福音三章十六节。
I also used 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
我也用了彼得前书一章三节四节。
I emphasize our first birth and our new birth, second birth.
我强调我们的第一次的出生和我们的重生
，and the second birth is the first birth is our human life we receive from our parents.
我们的第一次出生是我们从我们的父母得到人的生命
，and the second life we receive from God is the eternal life. But I emphasize it is the uncreated life.
我们第二个生命得着从神得着的是我强调是神的生命是永远的生命。
And particularly in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
在 在彼得前书一章二节三节，
三节到四节，
三节四节。
And in verse 4, he mentioned about this uncreated life is incorruptible, undefiled, and unfading.
他提到这个生命是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
But before that, he mentioned about thank God and Father our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那个之前，他提到我们主耶稣基督的神与父是当受颂赞的。
With his great mercy, he has regenerated us.
照着他的自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死人中复活，
through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
借着我们主耶稣的死与复活
，and bring us a living hope.
带给我们一个活的盼望。
And you know, this living hope is not from our first life, that is the created life.
这个活的盼望不是从我们第一个生命，就是我们受造的生命来。
And this living hope is from this new, eternal, the eternal, uncreated life.
这个活的盼望是从我们这个永远神的生命来的。
That is, even when we live in this first life, we can have hope for this uncreated eternal life.
换句话说，在我们活在我们这个肉身的第一个生命的里面，我们能够有永远生命的盼望。
I described to you how this created life was.
我也形容这个我们受造的生命是怎么样的。
How you need to grow.
需要长大。
And reach the plateau.
需要达到这个层。
And then decline.
然后呢，就走下坡了。
This must happen.
这必须发生。
Regardless how long it is,
不管是多活得多长
any created life is characterized, is destined to be corruptible, defilable, and fadable.
所有受造的生命都是会朽坏、会玷污、会衰残的。
And I have also spoken to you about 1 Corinthians 15:19.
我也跟你们读到灵前十五章十九节。
Which means that if we are in Christ, only hoping this life is of all men most miserable.
所以我们在基督里，若只在今生有指望，就是众人中最可怜的。
That is in the midst of the description of the resurrection.
这是在十五章上下文关于复活的里面提到的。
Okay, but when we were born again,
当我们重生的时候
，when we receive this uncreated life.
当我们接受了这个非受造的生命
We receive a hope.
我们就得着一个盼望
And this hope is the living hope.
这个盼望是活的盼望
And this hope is not to live long for everlasting. It is not that.
这个活的盼望不是只是活得很长
And that living hope is that uncreated eternal life.
这个活的盼望是非受造的永远的生命
Even though Now we live in this physical life that is corruptible and can be defiled and will fade.
虽然我们活在这个肉身的生命里，这个生命是会朽坏、会衰残、会玷污的。
We have received this living hope.
我们却得着了活的盼望。
It is with this burden I was sharing with you a few weeks ago.
几个星期前，我是用的是因着这个负担，我跟你们有交通。
And I believe that is really the reason.Why we can and receive these three key books with the hope, with this kind of a positive and upbeat attitude.
这就是为什么我们能够接受三本提示书有这样的向朝上往上的看法。
I want to tell you, this is not only I believe this is the Lord's sovereign arrangement.
我也相信这是神主宰的安排。
I believe this is also, please listen very carefully, this is a preparation for me.
请注意听，我也觉得这是对我的预备。
I remember when I spoke concerning this created life and uncreated life.
当我讲到这个受造和非受造的生命
I felt quite anointed by the Lord.
我觉得主很教导我。
不是 anointed.
Anointed.
高我
主，我觉得我这样感觉的时候呢，有主的高油。
I didn't realize what it is.
我那个时候不知道为什么。
It was all part of preparation.
这些都是主的预备。
In the last months or so, I had a very strong sense of urgency in my spirit.
在上个月，我的灵中有非常的一个迫切感。
This sense, I must tell you, dear brothers and sisters, it is not just a sense. Yes, circumstances. There are certain circumstances.
这个不只是一个环境所带给我的。
But it is a much deeper sense.
是有更深。来给我的感觉。
I felt a sense of my spirit was pressed.
我觉得我的灵啊被困迫。
But I was not depressed. I must tell you.
但是我不是受压迫下沉。
I feel not only for the church, but also personally. Of course, you know I'm here for Christ and the church.
我觉得不只是为我，也是为了教会。我在这里是为了基督与教会。
I feel personally, I cannot say for the church, but anyway, personally, I have reached a point of no return.
我觉得对我个人来讲，我已经到了一个没有回头的情形。
Not a crossroad, but a point of no return.
不是一个十字路口。乃是一个没有回头的路。
You cannot understand that feeling.
你们可能不能够了解我的感觉。
Let me tell you something a little bit about myself.
让我告诉你们我。
I would not say it's my journey of faith, but let me just tell you some points in my life.
这不只是我信心的路程，我只是讲一点我的人生。
Maybe this simple illustration can let you enter into a little bit of my feeling.
也许这个小的例子可以让你们进入我的感觉。
When I was in junior high school,
当我读初中的时候
，about let me see, about 67 or 68 years ago.
就是六十七年前或者六十八年前。
It was my early years of learning English.
那个时候我刚刚开始学英文。
I was in China and we have an English textbook.
那个时候我在中国，那个时候有英文的教科书。
Actually, has some simple essays that we all learned.
也有一些简单的散文我们学习。
I think they probably simplify somewhat of the original.
我想他。有点像它原来的原文。
But these lessons has its moral point.
这些课文它有它的道德的标准。
And this particular one is called Last Lesson.
那一篇散文它是讲到最后一堂课。
And Steve had printed out this article for me.From the internet.
周弟兄帮我在这个网上找到了这一篇最后一课我把它印出来。
Because I want to give you that exact information. I don't want to give you the misinformation.
所以因为我是希望给你这个正确的正确的内容。
This essay was written by Alphonse Daudet.
这篇是这个 Alphonse Daudet 这个人写的。
But never mind of that. I want you to get my point.
但是不要注意那个，我是要告诉你们这个散文的内容。
Now let me tell you that this background of this story, I think, lightened our atmosphere a little bit.
这篇文章的内容啊，会叫我们大家都轻松一点。
It was it happened in the 19th century.
在十九世纪的时候。
It happened in an area, in the border area of Alsace and Lorraine, between Germany and France.
这是关于在德法交界的地方，那个地方。
And it is always an area of conflict.
那里总是有德法两个国家的冲突。
Because they often have battles against each other.
他们常常彼此有战争。
The winning side usually occupies this area.
谁得胜谁就占据这个地方。
And the background was during that time, this is from the eyes of a little boy.
这篇文章是用一个孩子的眼光来看。
Maybe about the same time as I was in junior high.
也许这个孩子就是像我在初中一样。
This boy was a naughty boy.
这是一个顽皮的小孩。
And he liked to skip classes, truant.
他常常跳课。
And so he often makes excuses to not attend school.
他就找机会不上课。
And the excuses was always, you know, the teacher was boring.
他的理由总是这个老师讲的课很叫人睡觉。
And probably he was pretty strict too.
也许这个老师也很严格。
So anyhow, the one day, nice weather like today.
那一天呢？有一天呢，天气很好，像今天一样。
He was thinking of maybe skip school again to go fishing or something.
他就在想，我今天不去上课了，我去钓鱼去。
But somehow he had a feeling maybe I should go. Better late than never.
后来他又想一想，也许我还是去就是迟到还。迟到比不到总好。
So he went through the town. It's not a big town. He went through the town center and went to the school.
所以他就经过了小镇的中心，就去上课去。
When he was passing through the town center,
当他经过这个城中心的时候，
He noticed that the atmosphere was different.
他感觉到这个气氛不一样。
And because normally, you know, lots of activity, noisy and stuff.
平常总是非常热闹，很多的人的声音。
But he noticed that day people were all sort of stood around that board. You know, in those days, any news they put out the large letter board, posters. Yeah.
他就注意，大家都注意那个有个布告栏。那么那个时候有什么消息呢？都在布告栏上面。
But he didn't even pay attention what they were looking at.
他也没有注意他们在看什么。
He went to the school.
他就去上学去了。
Normally, there are always lots of activities in the schoolyard and stuff.
平常在这个学校的校园里面总是很多的活动。
He thought maybe he could sneak into the classroom when in the midst of that.
他以为大家都在有活动呢，他就偷偷进去坐进去。
And then, but everything was quiet.
但是什么大家都非常的安静。
So he went into the class.
他就进了教室。
And of course, the teacher said, "So-and-so, get to your seat."
然后这个老师就说，就叫他的名字，说你坐好。
Because
坐你的位置。
He realized the atmosphere was serious.
他感觉到这个气氛很严肃。
But the teacher wasn't punishing him; wanted him to sit down, not to disturb the atmosphere.
这个老师不是要处罚他，是要他坐下来安静好。
And then he saw the mayor, ex-mayor, the ex-postmaster. They were all sitting in the back.
他就发现那个城市的市长啊，跟这个邮局的局长啊，都坐在这个课堂的后面。
They were all the former pupils of this schoolmaster.
他们也都是从这个学校毕业的。
And particularly this teacher.
特别是这个老师也是。
This teacher is elderly, so he had taught many students.
这个老师他年纪很大，所以他教过很多的学生。
But he also noticed something different with this teacher.
他也发现这个老师不大一样。
Wasn't dressing sloppily.
这个老师穿着不像平常。
Dressed on his Sunday best.
就是平常他们星期天早晨穿的最正式的衣服。
But anyway, he started to pay attention.
然后他开始注意了。
And then he found out why was so many people surrounding that bulletin board.
然后他才发现为什么这么多人都围着那个布告栏。
Because the recent German and French conflict, the German has won.
因为最近的冲突，德国得胜。
And the victorious Berlin side have sent out notices that no school in this town.Can teach French anymore.
所以德国的战胜的这一方就有通知说，没有任何的学校在这个区里面能够教法文。
That would be the last day.
所以这一堂课就是最后一堂课。
And he started pay attention to this teacher.
然后他开始注意这个老师讲的。
And this teacher started to tell them that French is the most beautiful language in the world.
这个老师就讲，法文是所有语言里面最美的
，and the most accurate，
也是最准确的
，most expressive，
最有发表的
，the most effective efficient way of communication，
是来我们交流联络最有效的
And this person, this little boy, start pay attention.
那这个小孩就开始注意了。
And he realized everything makes sense.
然后他就发现了，所有老师讲的都对。
And he found this teacher was so interesting. Never realized this teacher was so interesting.
他就发现，哎，这个老师很有意思。他从来没有注意这个老师这么有意思。
Then he regretted all those missing opportunities.
然后他就很懊恼，很那个后悔这个他前面都没有注意。
He wished he had the chance to make up.
他希望他能够补回他从前没有注意的。
He even wished that this class may be lasting a little longer.
甚至希望那一堂课能够稍微长一点。
And when he found it was so interesting, alas.The school bell rang.
当他发现这么有兴趣的时候呢，哎，钟响了。
The class was over.
这堂课结束了。
And of course, the teacher really felt he still has so much to say.
当然，这个老师还有很多的话要说。
But the school is over.
但这堂课这个课完了。
And the teacher waved them to dismiss them.
这老师就跟他们。就是把这堂课结束了。
And he said, "Long live France."
他就说法国万岁。
That's the end of this story.
这就是这个故事的结束。
Now I must tell you that 67 years ago, when I learned in my English lesson this particular essay, the last lesson.
在我就想到67年前我读到我学到这一课的时候
It touched me profoundly
它非常在摸着我非常在深处摸着我
I realized how important it is to seize the opportunity
我觉得非常要紧的是我们要抓住时机
And I believe it has a very positive effect in my life
我觉得这个那一篇文章对我一生中有一个非常正面的影响。
But let me recount for you a little bit.
那我回头再告诉你们一下。
I felt that this very strong sense of urgency recently.
最近我有非常这个很强的迫切感。最近我有这个强感。
And my even our going through the three T books.
甚至在我们在读这三本提示书的时候
But at the same time, the Lord reminded me of the last lesson.
同时主叫我想到这一堂就是这一篇文章
Now I want to tell you this. This is before this past Monday.
主提醒我是在我们过去这个星期一之前
Okay, then also that's another incident.This is another incident.
这是另外一件发生的事情
Let me give you another couple of incidents.
我再给你另外几件。
Recently, I went back to my house and bring things to Denton's house so I can clear them up.
最近我回到我原来的家，把些东西拿来整理，叫我清理一下。
And not to save them, but to dispose them.
不是来保留它，而是为了把它除，就是清除。
Among the collected things, I discovered several things.
在我那些留下来的东西，我整理的时候呢，有几件东西。
I found out there was some handwritten notes which I do not usually keep.
有些手写的，我过去不常保留它们。
8 years ago, I was invited to the West Coast to speak to a young people conference.
八年前我被人邀请到西部，在一个年轻人的特会里面说话。
And so.They ask for a topic called the priority in life.
他们要求我讲这个人生的
优先次序。And I feel if I mean at that time 8 years ago I was 72.
八年前我是72岁。
So I look back in my life. I said, how do I want to help them?I don't want to just give them some theory. I want to give them something principle according to the word, according to the Bible, and yet also from my own experience.
我愿意不只是告诉他们一些理论上的，我愿意告诉他们这个圣经里面的原则，还有我自己的经历。
So use those few meetings, I sort of summarize my what I learned and what I've experienced.
所以我所学的，我所经历的，我就那几篇信息呢，把它总结了一下。
So therefore, when I found it out, I read through it. I thought it was still quite timely.
我读完之后，我觉得它的时效还是很好。
At that time, I didn't know why I kept it.
那个时候我还不知道为什么我保留了这个。
And you will see in a minute because I'm going to use it to you.
等一下你就知道了，因为我等一下就会讲这件事。
Okay, so you see, it's this sort of accumulation of the sense of urgency.
这些都叫我有这个迫切感。
Let me mention one more thing.
让我再提一件事情。
Which I will use at the end.
我会在末了的时候提到这一件。
26 years ago, the Lord took my beloved Anna.
二十六年前，主把我的爱妻安娜娶走了。
And I received many cards and letters and telegrams.
我收到很多这卡片啊、信啊，还有电报啊。
And I kept them all.
我都保存了他们。
But this time when I was disposing them, I sort of go through it quickly.
当我在处理清理的时候呢，我就很快的过了一下。
I found there was a telegram.
我发现有一个电报。
Two verses.
两节经节。
I don't believe at that time I even noticed it much.
可能我当时啊也没有注意到。
But as I was cleaning up these things, well, I just come to that telegram.
当我清理的时候呢，我就读到这个电报。
You see, nowadays, you don't send telegram, you send a text message or something. It was 26 years ago.
现在你不打电报了，现在你就送个短信就是了。
But I must tell you, when I saw those two verses, I realized it was so timely.
当我读到那个电报的那个经节，我就觉得非常对我非常及时。
Okay. Now, I want to give you this background to come to my point.And then I will share with you.
我给你这些背景，然后我要讲我的点，然后我要讲我所讲的。
All this happened before last, this coming, past Monday.
刚才我提的都是在过去星期一之前发生的。
Particularly, actually, last weekend, I spent a lot of time, brothers, we spent a lot of time, Saturday, we spent about 10 hours with some brothers together.
其实在上，就是上个星期六，就是星期一之前的星期六。我花了几乎十个小时的时间跟有些弟兄有交通。
I just felt, you know, I can't wait.
那个时候我就觉得我不能等待。
Not in any fatalistic view, but I felt very positive, very upbeat, but I cannot wait.
不是说有盼望，而是非常觉得紧迫。这个是非常有朝气，有感觉的。
Actually, 感觉的。I had this appointment with the doctor this past Monday.
上个星期我的医生给我非常失望的。
This was made several months ago. This appointment.
就是我跟我医生在几个月前有个约会，就是约好去见他。
And he ordered a CAT scan, and this is sort of routine return visit.
他是叫我要再看他，然后照这个照片子。
And my health is fine.
我的健康一直不错。
I did not have any aches or pains.
我也没有什么疼痛。
Actually, even until today, I'm fine.
现在我还是觉得很好。
But that sense of urgency, not because of Monday. I actually don't quite remember there was a Monday appointment.
其实我还不记得有这样这个星期一的这个跟医生约好的。
But anyway, we went and had the CAT scan and the X-rays.
然后我就去看了医生，照了这个 X 光，也照了那个 CAT scan 的片子。
And Now, you see, I gave you all that background is to prepare me, okay? To prepare me.
我给你这些背景是为着预备我自己。
And the doctor looked at the CAT scan, he told me, no good.
这个医生看了这个 CAT scan 的这个片子，就跟我讲情形不好。
My sarcoma has been metastasized to my lung.
我的这个癌症扩散到我的肺。
And there are two areas. One is a massive area near a major vessel.
一个是比较大的瘤，靠近一个主要的这个动脉的血管。
And it is inoperable.
是没有办法动手术的。
And the chemotherapy is not very effective.
用化疗也没有什么，也不会有什么效果。
After discuss with him, briefly, just briefly.
我只跟他很短的有些讨论。
Steve was with me, so he can, you know, he's my witness.
所以周弟兄跟我在一起，所以他是我的见证人。
I told the doctor very calmly.I said, well, you know my faith, which he knew from the very beginning. And I said, my days are in the hand of the Lord. I will not do anything.
我跟他讲说是，你知道我的信心，我的生命，是在主的手里，我不会做什么。
And I also told him my relationship with the saints, my support from the saints.
我也告诉医生，我跟弟兄姊妹的关系，我的扶持支持是从弟兄姊妹来。
This is what the doctor said.
This is what the doctor said.
He said, I respect your views, your decisions, like I respect my father.
这医生说，我尊敬你的看法，你的决定，像我尊敬，就是医生尊敬他的父亲一样。
I told him that, I don't remember what I told him, actually 8 months ago, on my 80th birthday.
我不记得有没有告诉他，就是我八年前就在
八个月以前，
在我八十岁的时候。
And it was on the Lord's Day, I shared here, from here to you.
在这里我也跟你们交通了。
And I told you that, my realization from Moses' experience, from Psalm 90, our years is 70, is by strength, by reason of strength will be 80.
我跟你们提到这个，在诗篇里面，我的经历像摩西所提的，我们一生的年数是70岁，强壮的可以到80岁。
But what you can boast is weakness, you know, so on, and then we would just go away.
我们其中所惊夸的不过是惊世的，不过是愁苦劳烦。
And he said,
我们便如飞而去。
Teach us how to number our days that we may receive the heart of wisdom.
所以他的祷告是，主啊，求你指教我们怎样数算我们的日子。
But I want to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, what I shared that day, I also mentioned this.
那一天我交通的时候，我也提到了这一件事。
To me, every day after 80 is a bonus.
对我来讲啊，过了八十岁以后的每一天呢，都是红利。
But in Moses' experience, actually he had 40 years bonus. He lived until 120.
摩西呢，他的红利是另外四十岁，他活到一百二十岁。
And the point is that when he died at 120,
在摩西过世的时候，一百二十岁的时候，
his sight was not dimmed, and his strength was not receded.
他的眼不昏花，力不衰残。
Therefore, on that day, 8 months ago, the Lord, I gave the testimony here, and I believe the Lord honored it.
八个月前，我在这里也做见证，我也觉得主尊重我的那个所说的。
I believe the bonus days the Lord gave me, however long it is without discount.
我觉得。主所给我八十岁以外所有的日子啊，都是不打折扣的。
The Lord has already given me 8 months.
主已经给了我八个月。
And I'm feeling fine.
我还是觉得很好。
But I don't know what it's going to be. But I'm facing the future without fear.
我不知道我以后怎么样，但是我面对将来没有惧怕。
And I'm going to tell you something first. I mean, then I will come to that point.
我还要告诉你另外的，然后我再讲到我要讲的点。
Because actually, you know, because it is near the major blood vessel.
因为这个理由呢，是在这个很靠近这个动脉的主要的地方。
Actually, I think it's my feeling that the end will be quick.
所以我这样的想， 这个末了已经近了。
I do not know how many days, but it is my wish. I want to live my days without discount.
我不知道还有多少天，但是这是我的愿望，是我每一天都没有折扣。
I know many want to say, you know, we want to have good quality of life. What does it mean by good quality of life?
当我们讲啊，我们要有一个很有好品质的一个生命生活。
When we talk about that we want to live a life that is of meaning, what does it mean?
我们要过这样的生活，过一个有意义的生活，到底是什么意思呢？
I don't want to be sort of in a sort of hanging there and live a mere discounted existence.
我不愿意过一个打了折扣，苟活的一个生活。
And I believe the Lord will honor that.
我相信主会尊重我。
Okay, so now, so anyway, I talked about the last lesson.
所以我刚才讲到这个最后一课。
67 years ago, I was on the side of this little pupil.
那个时候我是一个初中生，是一个小孩子。
Today, I'm that school teacher.
今天我是那一个老师。
And just like as much he has appreciated the French,
就像这个老师他非常宝贝这个法文。
I want to use this, maybe this is the last opportunity to share with you what I have found treasure and what I found to be precious.
我借着这个机会来交通我所宝贝，我所觉得是宝藏的。
Maybe in the past, I was like that teacher, boring and not able to convey the, should I say, the excitement of what I have seen.
也许过去我像那个老师这个小孩子觉得他讲的真是没有味道讲到这个，我其实是人生里面我觉得非常非常兴奋的事情。
I actually fellowship with some brothers yesterday. I used the word identity.
昨天我跟有些弟兄交通，就讲到这个认同的这一件事情。
I share with them that in my life, all these years, particularly the over 50 years here in New York, we have weathered through many crises.
在我这一生的里面，特别是在教会生活里，在纽约，过去的50年，我们经过很多的风暴。
I want to tell you that personally, I have not gone through an identity crisis.
我要讲，在过去这些经过这么多风暴里面，我对认同这件事情对我不是一个危机。对别人可能是。
It is His mercy.
这是主的怜悯。
Maybe my expression in the past was not exciting, not interesting.
也许我过去所讲的很像不是那么叫人兴奋是有点大家听得不耐烦。
Therefore, there are many who like to take a truancy, skip the school.
所以可能有些人就跳课就像个小孩子一样。
But it is with the mindset, with the spirit of the last lesson, I share this with you.
我跟你们交通的，就像那最后一刻的心情。
And I, you know, there are too much to say within such a short time.
要讲的话很多，但是时间非常的少。
I thought that what I shared, actually during that time, somebody prepared for the young people to interest them so they won't get bored. They prepared some PowerPoints.
那个时候我在西部讲的时候呢，是要叫这些年轻人叫他们能够注意呢，就弄了一个这个投影的影片。
And today it is not because of that, but today because of the time.
今天我用这个。不是因为那个，是因为时间的关系。
I want to spend these maybe 15, 20 minutes to go through these PowerPoints with you.
我要花15分钟或者20分钟跟大家这些投影片上所讲的，我跟大家讲一下。
And very briefly, the brothers asked me whether I want them to translate. I said, no, Tim can translate for me into Chinese.
那我就 帮 朱弟兄 把它翻成中文。
And actually, you will see this is a sort of summary. It is a summary of my burden. Pretty much talk about the four stages in our life.
这是讲到我所看人生的这个一个结论。
My view, the Lord has led me concerning the priority in life.
主引导我在我人生优先的次序上是这样的。
Because they actually schedule for four meetings, but I think it's fine. And so I have these four, actually about the four stages in our life.
或者讲我们人生的四个阶段。
The first stage is the mindset.
第一个阶段是我们的心思所放的。
And once you have the mindset or set your mind, then you make your choices.
当你有定义的时候呢，然后你就会有一个选择。
And then, once you have made the choices, you will go full speed ahead.
一旦你选择之后呢，你就往前，全速的往前。
And then, in the end,
然后最后,
there's no regret.
你就没有任何的后悔。
I know many of you were already thinking about that.
我想你们有些人已经想到了这一点。
Why do you want to use the word mindset?
为什么你要讲这个？我们要把这个心思置于， 这个事上呢？
I even know. Please don't preach to me.
我也知道你们可能在讲啊，不要，不是，我是不要你们听众来对我传道。
Well, it's okay. The point is this. The point is that you said, is it not Romans 8:6? The mindset on the spirit. Okay, I know that. I preach that a lot, but please understand. The feeling of I use this word.
我讲这个话是有感觉的，所以你们不要马上就说，哎，这个是圣经里面罗马书8:6，讲到我们的心思要置于灵。
Yes, I picked this word mindset thoughtfully.
我是想好好想过，然后用这个词，我们呢心思要置于。
There's so many to say, but anyway, the point is that we must recognize. When we make our choices, we must recognize God's 神的主宰, God's sovereignty.
我们在要定义或者要选择的时候呢，我们必须了解到神有他的主宰。
You know, lots of people live their world mindlessly because they don't know God's sovereignty.
很多人他因为不知道神的主宰。 他活在地上啊，他就是没有目标啊。
I can tell you, I mean, we share so much here. Maybe you heard, you're a little tired of hearing. We're trying to drill this point into you. That is, you know, recognize God's sovereignty.
我们一直在讲，就想这个话能够进到你的里面，就是啊，神有他的主宰。
Therefore, see, on the mindset, let's go to the mindset. The mindset first is to taking stock of your resources.
这个你要定义的时候呢，你要把你的心思置于的时候呢，你必须要有你的这个资源。请你把那个给我一下，好吧？那个
walker. So the. All our resources come from God.
我们所有的资源都是从神而来。
I believe that all these years I have tried to share with you that we must be thoughtful about God's sovereignty and all His endowment to us.
我们必须想到啊，我们所有的在神主宰里面所给我们的资源和所他赋予我们的。
Actually, when I use this for the young people, I thought I want to put it in a way which they can understand.
我当初对年轻人讲的时候呢，我就想把它放在一种形式里面呢，年轻人能够了解。
I use the 5 W's and the 5 A's.
我用这个五个 W， 然后呢，五个 A 就是第一个。
The 5 W's is who am I, And when am I? Where am I? What should I do? And how should I do it?
这五个 W 就是第一就是我是谁，然后呢，我在什么时候，我在哪里，我该做什么，我怎么做。
And concerning who am I, this is don't think these are so simple. These are real crystallization and extraction from many verses and many years of thoughts.
不要以为这么简单。这个五个他这个我是谁呢？它是经过很多的思想。很多的在圣经里的话，它的一个结晶。
Let us first go to the next page, but I come back to this again.
我们先看下一页，然后我们再回来。
Psalm 139:14.
诗篇139篇14节。
I will praise you, for I'm awesomely and wonderfully made.
在诗篇139节那里讲到，我是。十四节讲到，我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
Your works are wonderful, and my soul knows it well.
你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道。
You know, when I first gave them that verse, I was always quite familiar. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made.
在我给他们这个经节的时候，我从前就知道啊，我们的受造。神的作为呢，都是非常奇妙，奇妙可畏。
Not until that a month ago, I shared with you about the church is the house of God.
一直到一个月前，我跟你们交通到教会是神的家。
And I used the Genesis 28.
我用了这个创世纪一章，创世纪二十八章。
I'm really sorry. I think I have to sit down. Can you get me the chair? But I will continue. Don't worry. I will continue. I just feel my legs are giving out. So, yeah. Okay. Okay. Fine.
对不起，我必须坐下来。
Yeah. Okay. So please don't lose your attention, huh? You see, when you remember the excitement I tried to convey to you about when Jacob. When he was in Bethel, he said, "This is an awesome place."
我想你们都记得我在讲到创世纪二十八章，雅各做梦，他后来就说，这地方真可畏，因为这就是伯特利，活神的家。
It is the same word as Psalm 139.
那个何等可畏，就这个在诗篇一百三十九篇十四节。
Which shows not only we were made wonderfully and awesomely, but the home, the family, even the church as his family, God has so sovereignly arranged, is something awesome.
不但我们是受造是奇妙可畏，这个神的家也是活神的家呢，这个 Bethel 也是伯特利也是可畏。
Talks about all our natural resources.
讲到我们所有天然的我们的资源。
Our IQ.
我们的智慧。
All our DNA or genetic makeup.
还有我们这个我们这个 DNA 这个我们这个构成。
It was all cast in our. Sometimes they use the word predisposed. That's what God did. God has sovereignly.Predisposed every one of us.
这个基因在我们的里面呢，都是神预先安排好放进去的。
And not only that, the time.
不但是如此，还有我们的时间。
And where.
还有我们在哪里。
We need to accept. Who am I?
我们都需要接受我们是谁。
We need to appreciate. When am I?
我们也需要欣赏。我们在什么时候活在什么时候
And we need to acknowledge where am I.
我们也需要接受我们在什么地方。
You know, this speaking about when am I.
讲到我们在哪里。
You know, I've mentioned that we all live at the end of the 20th century.
我们都活在二十世纪的末了。
We also live in the beginning of the 21st century.
我们也活在第二十
And not only that, we were living at the end of the second millennium. And we are living in the third, the beginning of the third millennium. And you know, and we live such an age. I made a list at that time, and I think we can even expand that somewhat. For example, if you go to the next slide.
如果在下一个影片, 投影片,
We live in the age of atomic energy. We live in the age, the development of genetics. The age, I think they typed it wrong. The age of space exploration. The age of computer revolution. I'm not just talking about the iPhone and the iPads. But I want to tell you, even then and now, the CAT scan. I want to tell you the wonder of the CAT scan. Okay, that, I must stand up to tell you this, this part of the story. 6 months ago, I went to see my doctor. So he told me, he said, I want you to do a contrast CAT scan. But he said, it's too late to do it at Sloan, so you can do it in any CAT scan place, X-ray clinic.
那个时候太晚了，照了太晚了，那你可以回去啊，你在附近任何地方都可以啊，照那个有这个对比的，就是他把这个东西注射到血液里面，能够看得更清楚。So
the following day I went to the line. Actually, it was the following day.
第二天我就去照了这个片子。
And so I said, well, send it to Dr. Healy.
我跟他讲，你照好之后呢，你就送给那个我医院的医生。
That was 6 months ago. Okay.
那是6个月前的事。
And I didn't hear anything.
我没有听，后来就没有下文了。
Until 4 months ago, 2 months ago, I went to see him again.
然后2个月前我去看他。
And the nurse asked me, did you bring in the DVD?
这个护士就问我，你没有把那个 DVD的那个片子啊，带来就是照的照射的片子。
I said no. I said I thought they would send it to you.
我说我没有带，我以为他们就直接送给你。
So he said no. Actually, they only send a report.
他就讲这个护士就讲啊，其实他们只送了这个报告，没有送那个片子。
And they only said the report. There are some areas not so clear.
这个报告上面讲啊，有些这个影片上啊，有些地方不是那么清楚。
But that day, Dr. Healy ordered an X-ray 2 months ago.
两个月前呢，那个医生呢，医院的医生呢，他就叫我照了X光片。
Then he said, "You know, today's X-ray is clearer than last time."
他讲啊，那一天就是讲话的时候呢，那个医生讲啊，那个X光片照的比从前还清楚。
So he said, "Well, so that report didn't really mean anything."
所以他就讲啊，那个报告讲说不清楚呢，那个没有什么意思。
So he said, "Why don't you ask them to send me the DVD anyway?"
他就讲，你就叫他们呢，还是把那个照的影片片子呢 DVD 呢寄来给这个。
So they send the X the DVD to him, and I haven't heard anything.
后来他们就寄给这个医生了。
So when I went on Monday, they asked for a CAT scan and X-rays.
所以当我去看他的时候呢，他就叫我照 X光片，再照这个 CAT scan的这个片。
So when I went to the X-ray, I said, "Do you need to take the chest X-ray? They had the CAT scan already."
我就问他，我已经照了这个 CAT scan的片子，是不是还需要照这个 X光的片子呢？
He said, "Well, but the doctor ordered it."
他就讲啊。 这个医生是说要照两个。
So when we went in to see the doctor, the assistant doctor came first.
所以我先去看这个助理医生。
And he said, "Oh, your X-rays are all fine."
这个助理医生就讲，哎，你这个 X 光的片子啊，都很好
，including the chest X-ray, right?
包括这个胸部的这个 X 光片都很好。
But he told me, he said, the CAT scan is well because one is two-dimensional, one is three-dimensional.
这个 X 光片呢，它是平面的。
He said,
另外那个片子呢，它是立体的。
And he said, you know, comparing the 2 6 months now has grown a lot.
他就讲啊，在这两次的，就是六个月，之间的呢，他的这个瘤啊，长得很大。
But you see, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't consider that was the delay.
但是我不把这个当作我迟延了这件事情。
I want you to understand this point.
我盼望你们了解这一个。
I did not blame you. Why didn't you see 6 months ago?
我没有抱怨说你怎么六个月前不看到了告诉我
？I thank the Lord for giving me a 6 months life without discount.
我感谢主给我六个月的时间，我能够活得没有任何的折扣。
I could be, you know, not living under that shadow, saying, "Well, what is it going to be? Is it going to be worse next time?" So I had no sense of that at all.
我没有感觉说是我该怎么办？这个瘤啊长得会变成怎么样？我没有这样任何的感觉。
The past 6 months has been a wonderful, wonderfully undiscounted life.
这过去的六个月是非常的奇妙，也是没有折扣的给了我这个时间。
And yet the Lord used that sense of urgency in me to.Receive this news peacefully.
主也让我有这样的迫切感，就在这之前的迫切感啊。
To such an extent,
能够预备我来接受这个不好的消息。
Do you follow my point?
我不知道大家是不是了解我刚才所讲的。
Okay. The Lord really answered my prayer from the very beginning.
所以主回答了我的祷告，我一开始的祷告，主回答了，回答了我。
I had no regret.
我没有什么遗憾的。
You know, when I wrote this outline 8 months ago, I didn't realize how I can appreciate we are living in an age of atomic energy, which related to the X-rays and the age of computer revolution.
那个时候我写这些时候我没有我还没有了解，但是我就发现这个我们活在这个时代里面呢，它是这个原子能的时代，也是这个电脑革命性的时代。
And actually at that time I also did not quite realize the last point, the age of the realization of the world's village, the world village.
我也没有领会到我们活在这个世界这个时代呢，它是一个这个整个的世界啊，它是一个世界村。
More and more, you know, in the last 8 years, we have many more dear saints in Flushing.
在过去八年，我们有更多的圣徒们呢，在法拉盛跟我们。
We have many more saints, new immigrants coming to New York.
我们有很多的这些。新移民啊，来到纽约。
You know, in order to realize, the Great Commission of Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
要了解到这个《使徒行传》一章八节，那你主所给我们的大使命。
The Lord commissioned His disciples to be His witnesses, starting from Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
主给他的门徒啊。有大使命，叫他们呢、做主的见证人，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
We live in such an age.
我们是活在这样的一个时代。
And I must tell you when the buyer came to us for the meeting hall in Manhattan. We have such a sense that it is a time to move forward.
当别人来找到我们。要买曼哈顿会所的时候呢，我们有这样的一个感觉，就是我们要往前。
Even our starting the meeting in Brooklyn last year is part of that.
甚至我们去年 开始布鲁克林聚会啊，也是这个往前的一个一部分。
Our burden for the saints who live in Brooklyn, that the testimony will go out from Brooklyn and even covering Staten Island, not only to care for all the saints who live in downtown Lower Manhattan.
我们这样在布鲁克林开始聚会呢，不但是不但是为了布鲁克林，还要再往前呢，到这个斯坦岛，也要也顾及啊，这个在曼哈坦这下层。
And how must we move forward in Upper Manhattan to cover Upper Manhattan and Bronx and Yonkers and even reaching out to Westchester？
我们在这个曼哈坦上层呢，也要再往上啊，能够照顾到这个布朗士。
Little did I realize, even when I prepared this, this outline 8 years ago, was helping me to face now.
我也没有了解到，在八年前我预备这些材料、投影材料的时候，跟年轻人讲的话的时候呢，也是对我今天的一个预备。
So therefore, I believe the Lord has been preparing us. All along,
我觉得主一直在预备我们。
And you know, I believe that many saints are concerned about we brothers' physical, mental state.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都关心我们，弟兄们，我们的身体和我们的精神。
No doubt, you know, we are all our identity.Of God's purpose for Christ and the church.
我们都有对神永远旨意，基督与教会的认同。
And particularly, I have been sharing with the saints that the importance of knowing that we are made of spirit, soul, and body.
特别是我强调，我们需要知道我们呐，神造我们，我们有灵、有魂、有体。
How we see the importance of seeing the separation of the soul and the spirit.
我们需要看见这个我们魂跟灵这个分开的这个重要性。
Which we have shared many times that how important it is that our regeneration in our spirit is instantaneous and the redemption of our body in the future is instantaneous, but the salvation of our soul is lifelong.
我们也看见我们的灵重生是一刹那，我们的身体啊也是在一刹那之间呢、要改变形象。
And what,
但是我们魂的救恩呢、是一生之久。
And what I just shared recently concerning that, you know, we must pay attention to our spirit in order to experience the salvation of our soul.
我最近也交通到我们要注意我们的灵。好，我们来经历这个魂的救恩。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I believe that if you see this, you will see how the Lord will bring us full speed ahead.
如果我们看见这个的话，我们就会知道主会全速的带领我们往前。
I'm not going to use the other slides because at that time I only tell them how they need to plan, they need to be active, be exercised, and move forward. But I think for all the saints, for the church here, we need to see a bigger picture of this. We are going forward and we are not retreating.
我们要大家都看见了，我们在这里要我愿意所有的圣徒们都看见，我们今天不是撤退。我们乃是往前。
So,
当时跟年轻人讲的时候呢，我有讲了所有其他，但是为着他们的计划、他们的安排，但是我在这里交通这个整个的大的图画给弟兄。
Now, let me end with the topic that I have chosen for this morning.
让我最后就讲我今天早晨呢所选的这篇信息的题目。
Recently, actually, I have heard this before, but recently I have heard you can put the topic on the topic of my of for today. The others you don't need to show, just the topic, okay?
就看一下那个我今天讲的这一篇的题目。
No, those four. No. This one.Okay, now, this is my topic today.
这是我今天讲的题目。
Recently somebody reminded me.
最近有人提醒我。
About the testimony of William Borden.
讲到这个有一个人美国人他叫做 William Borden.
And William Borden was a young man and he went to Yale University.
他是个年轻人，他去了这个耶鲁大学。
And he was a Christian. He became a Christian when he was in high school.
他在高中的时候，他成为基督徒。
He became a very strong testimony at Yale in that atmosphere.
他在这个耶鲁大学里面是很强的一个见证。
And anyway, he was outstanding.
他是非常突出的。
And his desire was to preach the gospel to the Muslims in China.
他的负担是要到中国去对这个回民传福音。
And he thought that he wanted to go to Egypt to study Arabics in order to preach to the Muslims.
他就觉得他要经过埃及，然后去学阿拉伯文，他好对这些回民传福音。
But it was very sad that while he was in Egypt, he contracted meningitis.
很不幸的，他在埃及的时候，他就染上了脑膜炎。
And he died.
然后他就死了。
In the prime of his life, at the age of 25.
在他年纪非常轻，25岁，在他非常青壮的时候，他过世了。
But there are three words that characterizes. I mean, he wrote these words in his Bible.
他写在他圣经里面呢，他有三句话。
And when he was young, for the Lord's interest, he wants to have no reserves.
他讲在他年轻，他为着主的权益，他是没有保留的。
And he also wrote that there's no retreats.
他也说他是没有后退，没有撤退。
And then also no regrets.
他也是没有遗憾的，没有后悔的。
And of course, he was only a young man at the beginning of his brilliant life.
当然，他是在非常灿烂的人生年轻的时候。
He had no opportunity to fulfill his life ambition.
他没有够多的时间来完成他人生的这个雄心。
People often say that, you know, quote him, there's no regrets. But no regrets applied to a 25-year-old really is not, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to say, but it is still, there are some regretted that he didn't live a longer life.
对25岁的人来讲他没有遗憾其实他的岁数是很短，他经历上，他讲他还是没有够得上。
But when I was reminded of this, I thought, you know,I've lived a pretty full life.
当我读到这个时候，我就想到我的一生是过得非常满的一生。
I cannot say I have lived without reservation.
我不能说我活的一生是里面没有任何的保留。
Okay, maybe if you can play First Timothy chapter 1 verses 15 to 17.
也许我们可以读一下提摩太前书一章提摩太前书一章十五节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 to 17
十五节到十七节
Okay, let's read it together I believe these three verses expresses my feeling better than just to say no reserves.
我想这三节经节能够讲出我的感觉。
Faithful
is 讲到没有保留了更清楚。
Faithful is the word and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人， 这话是可信的，是值得完全接受的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
But because of this, I was shown mercy.
然而我所以蒙了怜悯。
That in me the foremost, Jesus Christ, might display all his long suffering for a pattern to those who are to believe on him unto eternal life.
然而我所以蒙了怜悯，是要叫耶稣基督在我这罪魁身上显示他一切的恒能，给后来信靠他的永远生命的人做榜样。
And I believe last time when I was sharing about the hope of eternal life, I gave you a little bit of.What I have seen, and I believe the example that I want to be before you, that is, my hope is not in this corruptible life, but in this incorruptible life.
Okay. 我上次要用到这个，也信到他的永远生命的人做榜样。我就是要把这个一个见证我的经历摆在你们面前，叫你们看见，我信靠的不是我这个肉身的生命。
The eternal life is the uncreated life.
这个永远的生命是非受造的生命。
Not only that, it's now to the King of the ages, incorruptible.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那永世的君王，就是那不能朽坏。
This is my hope.
这是我的盼望。
Incorruptible.
不朽坏。
Invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
不能朽坏，不能看见，独一的神，直到永永远远。
Okay, now, so somebody reminded me of William Borden of those three no's.
有人就提醒我这个 William Borden 这个年轻人，他讲的三个没有。
And no reserves, no retreats, no regrets.
没有保留，没有后退，撤退，没有遗憾，没有后悔。
And then somebody reminded me this. He said, you know.One should be no fear. It wasn't. This was before last Monday. Okay, this was before last Monday.
还有就是没有惧怕。那这个，这几个词呢，都是在这个星期一我见医生之前。
Okay, now, I mentioned to you the Lord prepared me for this news. This diagnosis has its finality.
主预备了我来。接受这一个不好的信息。
How do you face a diagnose with finality?
你怎么能够接受一个诊断是最后的？
And this is why I thought it was so sovereign that the Lord touched me to look at that telegram.
我觉得实在是主宰的安排，叫我能够去读到那一个。
The one who sent the telegram was trying to comfort me because I lost my beloved Anna.
那一个电报来是安慰我失去了我的爱妻。
Actually, I didn't even pay too much attention. I know about the first verse, but not so much on the second.
我知道第一句话，那个经节的第一句话，但是我不太清楚那第二节。
But when I received this, I read it. It touched me before Monday.
在我看的时候呢，在星期一之前呢，他就摸着我。
But after Monday, I read that verse again.
在星期一之后，我又读了这个经节。
Now I want you to see the last two portions I have. One is in Acts chapter 13, verses 36 and 37, and Psalm 17:15. Now let me explain to you. Acts 13:36. Now David, having served his own generation by the counsel of God, did indeed fall asleep, and was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. But he who God has raised did not see corruption.
这里《使徒行传》13:36讲到大卫在神的旨意中服侍了他那一代的人，就睡了。归到他祖宗那里，已见朽坏；唯独神所复活的，他并未见朽坏。
Now, this verse is often used to encourage those who passed on to say that he served his generation according to God's counsel, which is fine.
过去我们常常用这些经节呢来讲到有些人他走了他过世了说他服侍了他那一代的人。
But I tell you this time, you know how I was touched. Yeah, you know, some people would like to have the first part as the epitaph. Now, this time what I saw is did indeed for sleep. Not only did indeed sleep and was buried with his fathers and saw corruption.
大卫在这一节经里面讲到，大卫睡了，归到他祖宗那里，以见朽坏。
Anyone who can live a life according to God's counsel to serve his generation is a wonderful life.
任何人能够服照着神的旨意过他的那一生，那他的一生啊是非常奇妙的一生。
But such a life will see corruption and will did fall asleep.
但是这样的一生呢，还是会见朽坏。
And will see, and did see corruption.
还是睡了，还是见朽坏。
But him whom God has raised did not see corruption.
唯独神所复活的，他并未见朽坏。
Now, at that time, I didn't pay attention to Psalm 17:15.
那个时候我没有注意到这个诗篇第十五篇第十七节。
That is why I want to use this verse to end.
所以我要用这一节经节来结束。
Now, please pay attention. As for me.
十七章十五节，至于我。
Okay. As for me,
至于我,
don't apply to yourself.
不是不要用在你的身上,
as to James Chu.
这是对于我, 朱弟兄,
this is my testimony.
这是我的见证,
as for me, in righteousness I will behold your face.
我必在义中见你的面。
When I awake, I will be satisfied with your likeness.
我睡了的时候，得见你的；我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，我就心满意足了。
Of course, I can give a message on this verse alone.
当然，我可以用这节经节来讲一篇信息。
But I just want to tell you today why I have no fear.
我就是要告诉你们为什么我没有惧怕。
Because of these two words in Acts chapter 13, verse 36. And Psalm 17:15.
是因为《使徒行传》13章37节和诗篇17篇第15节。
Because of sleep and awake.
因为我们睡了还要醒了。
Dear brothers and sisters, I tell you, I am not afraid to sleep.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你们，我不害怕睡了。
Because I will awake.
因为我还要醒来。
I have often said I have attended so many funeral meetings.
我说过我参加过很多的安息聚会。
I always want to encourage, remind the brothers and sisters, we who believe in the Lord Jesus, we have the hope of resurrection.
我总是提醒弟兄姊妹，我们信主的人，我们是有复活的盼望。
I know that when people facing this joint between this life and the life to come.
我知道大家面对这个今生和来生之间的时候，
It's always a struggle.
是一个挣扎。
And there's always fear accompanying it.
连带的总是有惧怕。
I thank the Lord that when I lost my beloved Anna, I realized it was a Lord's sovereign timing.
当我失去我爱妻的时候，我了解到
But I did not realize that even in sending that telegram to comfort me in 26 years ago becomes my real encouragement in facing the final days of my life.
我不晓得那一个电报在26年前 他安慰我，因着我的爱妻过世，今天成为我现在的安慰。
I know many, you all love me very much, and you all pray for me.
我知道你们都爱我，为我祷告。
And many of you, you know, want to comfort me, saying, "Well, you know, the Lord will prolong your days." And so I know that my days are all in the hand of the Lord.
我知道你们要安慰我，你可以活得长一点了。但是我知道我的，我也知道我的生命是在神的手中。
But from the sense of urgency and the sense of finality, I realized God is honoring my desire to live fully without any discount.However many days he will give me.
我也知道当我在这样的迫切的里面，主他会尊重我的心愿，叫我活一个没有任何折扣满了意义的人生。
He has given me the extra bonus 8 months.
他也给了我8个月的红利。
And he has given me the 6 months without any discount.
他给我6个月没有任何折扣的时间。
You know, I'm a person. I number things. I particularly number my days.
我是一个人，我是每一天我是数算的。
I want to use my days most efficiently, most profitably for His purpose.
我愿意用我的时间用得最有效率，最有对主的。完成他的旨意最有利益。
I want to use Psalm 17:15 to tell you this is what the Lord has touched me, and this is my wish.
我也要用这个诗篇第十七篇第十五节告诉你们，这是主所摸着我的，也是我的心愿。
And I know the day is coming. I do not, you know, I'm not, I'm facing the future days without fear.
我对要来的这日子我没有害怕。
Let me say again, I'm not afraid to sleep.
我在讲我对睡了没有惧怕。
I will, I look forward to the awakening.
我也向前看醒来的时候。
I wish I will spend my days in God's presence.
我愿意在我剩下的日子我活在主的同在里。
As for me, I will in righteousness I will behold my face.
在义中我必见你的面。
Let me tell you what I understand this.
让我告诉你我对这句话的了解。
Oftentimes that we have heard right is right with God and right with man.
我们讲义平常就是我们跟神跟人都是正确的。
I believe that I want to be right with God in my remaining days, of course.
我愿意我的日子都是与神是对的。
But I also want to be right with man.
我也愿意跟人是对的。
What this means is I wish you will understand and respect my prayer and my desire before the Lord.
我希望也盼望你们了解我在主面前的的愿望。
Let me say this: I have no time to be nice to people to say something which does not have much meaning to me.
我不愿意只是没有意义的来对人就是能够对人好。
对人客气，
对人客气。
I'm not going to be like that.
我不愿意，我不会这样做。
Because I do not have the time,
因为我没有时
间。Nor have the energy.
我也没有能力力量。
For frivolous, insignificant matters.
对这些微小的不重要的事。
Don't think I don't know what God is able. God can do all He wants.
不要以为我不知道神不神能神什么。神是万能的。
As for me,
至于我就是朱弟兄。
If you want to pray for me, please honor, wish, respect my wish.
你要为我祷告的话， 请你照着我所愿望的祷告。
Let me give you one example, okay?
让我给你一个例子。
Somebody called me yesterday.
昨天有人打电话给我。
And said some Shaolin temple, they have some panacea. Do you want me to get for you? I said, no.
有人讲这个少林寺里面有什么东西可以我要不要我帮你去拿来？我说不。
Do you think I want that?
你想我要那个东西吗？
You know, it's all, you know, it's very effective and so on, so on. No, please don't waste my energy. And even when I have to react in this way, that's a waste of my energy.
你想我会浪费时间在这样的事情
吗？ Oh, you know,It's in the first place, I don't believe panacea. I know life is in the hand of the Lord. I mean, the Lord can do anything. I fully believe that. I've seen it.
生命在神的手中，神可以什么？神可以做的，我完全了解。我也看，我也知道。
But I know the finality was confirming the sense of urgency.
我知道这个主给我这个最后的这个是印证。主给我那个迫切的感觉。
Even let me tell you this, because we are going to be together, and I hope we have a few minutes the saints can share, and I don't even want people to tell me say, you know, we cannot live without you, and so on. Don't. This is not our identity. Our identity is Christ and the church alone.
不要来这里讲说是，哎呀，弟兄啊，我们不能够没有你啊。这样的话不要讲。
Okay, now we're only going to be together for a little bit, so please don't waste time. I want somebody who respond what you sense the burden that is in me.
我们还有几分钟可以交通，我盼望弟兄姊妹能够了解的来交通一下，能够回应我刚才所说的。
If you want to say something frivolous, please do not use the time.
我希望你是随便讲的话啊，这些不关紧要的话呢，你不要在这里。
This happened several times already. I have to stop people and then say, "Don't please come to me." Say, "Please, say, why don't you let me say?" If you do not understand my burden and force me to do that, you are wasting my time and wasting my energy.
我的负担，那你来这里要讲话，要我让你讲话，你是浪费这个时间。
I must say that because that's already happened.
我所以这样讲，是因为已经发生了。
Okay, don't say, "Well, I'm praying that the Lord will add you 10 days." The Lord, you know, this is not. I don't want the kind of. I don't know how can I describe this to you. You know, okay. No, I don't want. I just want you to know, no reserve, no retreats, no regrets, no fear, and I am not afraid to sleep.Because I know I will awake. Okay.
所以你们不要来这，不要讲。哎呀，我为你祷告啊，来加添你的日子。不要这样讲。你只要了解到，我刚才所讲到的，没有保留，没有遗憾，没有退后，也没有惧怕。我知道，我睡了，我还要醒了。
I thank you for listening to me.
我谢谢你听我的所讲的。
And just pray that I will continue, have no fear.
为我祷告，叫我继续没有惧怕。
I live out my days for God's purpose fully.
叫我为着神的旨意呢，过一个满的人生。
Amen.